Welcome to the Life Leadership Podcast with myself, Leela Singh, all things coaching, career, and personal branding. This podcast is for ambitious career professionals like you, wanting to create a life of choice and freedom, to be, do, and have more through overcoming limitations, to develop new perspectives and insights, and to redefine your success, be that in work, health, relationships, and so much more. Hi there, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are watching from in the world today. Welcome to Live with Leela. My name is Leela Singh and I'm an executive career and personal brand coach. And I work typically with career professionals in the technology industry who are looking to overcome their limitations so that they can uncover their real potential and create new possibilities, all while showing up as the best version of themselves. And this is what I call life leadership. Today's topic: is updating your CV enough to land you a new job? Now, there's always a reason behind my choice of topics for my lives, and it's usually driven by conversations that I've had with people over the course of the recent week or two, or just from a coaching session or something that might come up that has me think, well, actually, will this benefit you as an individual, as someone who watches these lives and who can take some value away from that? So today, this came from a couple of conversations I've had recently, both online and in person with people, where they're starting to go into the job search market and they've updated their CV and it's kind of like, well, okay, I'm submitting my CV for job applications that are promoted on LinkedIn or on job sites, and all I'm hearing is crickets. Not getting any responses, I'm just getting rejections. And here's the thing with all of this, right? It is a common belief that when you decide to embark on your job search, that the only action that is required is to update your CV and then submit it to applications that are advertised for roles and to wait. And that is a belief that a lot of people have. Not everyone, but a lot of people believe that is the case. That's all you need to do to get your next role, and therefore to get a pay rise and to get a job level that's up from where you're at. So effectively a promotion, but moving into a new company and that kind of thing. The reality, in fact, is that far more energy, effort, and time is required. Like all good things that we want in life, we have to put in a little bit of effort and energy and time. Okay, so what I want to share with you today are six key areas that you want to consider, you want to focus on, you want to work on, to develop and to hone once you're stepping out into the job market, when you're embarking on that job search. And this is relevant both for external job searches as well as internal, because you can still have a massive impact and shift people's thoughts around you, particularly if you've been struggling or you've not been performing well in your current role, and it's easier for you to stay within the company. There's still a lot you can do to shift people's impressions or perceptions of you, to up your game so that you will be considered seriously for other roles and for promotions. So these are things you might want to grab a pen and paper and make some notes around. Number one is getting clarity on your brand identity. So getting clear on who you are, what you stand for, and what you want to be known for. And this, by the way, is both personally and professionally. But at the moment, we're talking in the professional capacity. You know, what is it you want to be known for, whether it's in your organization or in your wider industry? You know, what are the traits? What are the things you want people to say about you when you're not in the room? What are the characteristics? So there's an element of personal branding here, right? So get clarity on who you are, what you stand for, what you want to be known for. And that way, when you get real clarity on that, you will start to live into that and you'll show up in that way. So it won't be a case of you having to explain to people, this is the kind of person I am, because it will naturally come across to people when they meet you. Now, remember, I do talk a lot about personal branding. This is an element of personal branding that we're touching on today. This is not about your online presence. This is not about your followers and your likes and your content. This is about how you are in person. So how you're showing up in the workplace currently, in a face-to-face environment, how you show up for your peers, for your managers, for your team, for your clients, and also how you're going to show up when you embark on that job search journey. So that's number one, is your brand identity, getting really clear on yourself. The second part of that is getting clarity on your next role, what you want and why. And also, in addition, you want to think about the value that you bring to the table. What is the value you can add to that role that you want to do, right? This is a sales pitch. You've got to be able to sell yourself ultimately, right? And by understanding that and recognizing that this isn't just about being able to show a great CV that I've worked at all these big companies and had these wonderful roles, and that is enough. No, it is not. You want to have absolute clarity on your next role, what you want, why you want it, and what you can bring to that role, what value you can offer them, so that me as a hiring manager can think, well, why would I recruit you? What value can you bring to the team, to the organization? Okay. Now, this is, by the way, can I just caveat that by saying my true belief is that any interview is more of a two-way conversation, because it's not just about having to sell yourself to them. They, of course, as a hiring organization, want to be able to sell themselves to you in terms of not just package, but career progression, opportunity, support, and so forth, right? So that is a two-way process. But I'm focusing today's live on what you can do to really position yourself well for that next opportunity. And why is it important to get clear on your next role? Because I have seen and spoken to people who will literally decide, right, I need to move this out of this company, or I need to get a new job, and I'm just going to send out my CV to anything that looks vaguely relevant that I think I can do some of the job and hope that something sticks, right? It's not really a strategic approach. When you have clarity on what you want, and by the way, this is not about limiting your next role. You can have maybe two or three different ideas of things that you'd love to be able to do, but you know, you're kind of keeping options open and having some ideas about this kind of role or that kind of role and exploring two or three or whatever different areas. That's okay. But having the clarity on what they each look like, and again, why you'd be interested in that and the value that you can bring, right? It's getting really clear. Why? Because when you go for interview, the interviewer wants to understand why you want to work for me. Why do you want this role? You want to avoid the scattergun approach, right? Which is just flinging out your CV across a load of job specs and hoping something sticks and somebody interviews you and you get a job offer. Because ultimately, you're probably unlikely to be really happy and fulfilled in that role. So you want to spend some time getting really clear on these things about what the kind of role is that you want to be doing day to day. What do you want your typical week to look like? And being honest with yourself, right? And this can evolve over time because your circumstances will evolve, right? They will change. And therefore, it may be that what I wanted 5 years ago is very different to what I want today. And it's not about what it looks like to other people. It's about what's important for you. So whether it's, you know, you want a challenging role, you want the leadership, you want the responsibility, you know, you want to be client facing, whatever that is for you, be honest with yourself as to what is important for you. Okay. Then number three is attitude. And what I mean by attitude is your mindset. Because here's the thing, skills can be learned. We can go do training. The company can support us for that. You can go do it yourself. All of that is the practical. But the inner work, which is always fundamental, it's your foundation, and it's the most important thing when it comes to having a big impact on both your performance and your results. That's your performance and your results, both in interview and in the job. So attitude is absolutely imperative. You want to work on your mindset, that do the inner work, understand the things that can be holding you back, you know, whether it's how you show up, the language that you have, the thoughts and the emotions that you feel around your career, your work. Because again, consider it this way, right? If you are in a company or a job that you're really demoralized in, you know, you feel like you've had enough and you just want to leave and just get another job, right? Because the grass apparently is greener, okay? If you're showing up to an interview with that kind of attitude, with that mentality, no matter how hard you try to hide it, right, it will come through. The other person will pick up the vibe, okay? There's no two ways about it. So if you're just looking to get a job for the sake of getting another job or to move out of where you are, to get away from something that you're not happy in or not fulfilled in, that is not the attitude to be going at this with. The attitude is going to be one filled with enthusiasm, with absolute focus and passion for the role, for the company, for what you can bring, and for your career progression. That's where you want to be coming from in terms of your attitude. And obviously having a can-do attitude, an open-minded approach to what's possible, to the opportunities, to the change, all of those good things. So that's what I mean by attitude, is be very, very careful about the energy or the emotional state that you're in when you're embarking on that job search journey. Because if you've fallen into a place of being, even if I use the word as strong as depressed, or just really down about it and just feeling like cynical about your career, you know, all of the negative kind of feelings and thoughts associated with it, then unless you get a handle on that, unless you deal with that and overcome it, that will reflect through at interview and conversations with recruiters or hiring managers, and even in the way that you write and you communicate. So you want to get a handle on that, you want to work on that and overcome that, so that that doesn't hold you back either. You want to ensure that you're showing up with what I call an optimal mindset. So with all of the positive energy, the, you know, I want this job because the, you know, this is my passion, this is what I love to do, this is the value that I can bring, etc., etc., etc. Okay, so attitude is number three, really, really key. And the fourth one is presence. And what I mean by presence is your nonverbal communication. We'll get onto the verbal communication in a moment. But number four is presence. So what I mean by presence is your gravitas. It's the impact you have when you walk in the room. It's those first impressions that are formed of you when somebody first meet you. Right? You want to remember that, you know, often we put more emphasis on what we say in terms of forming a good impression. But actually, before we've even uttered a word, people are already forming an opinion of you. They're creating that first impression. And so you want that to be positively impactful. So this relates to how you carry yourself, your body language, your eye contact, your smile, your handshake, you know, the way that you walk into the room and you sit down and, you know, you make eye contact with each and every person in the room and all of that, and even your gestures and the way that you sit and the way that you stand, all of these things are important and people are forming an impression of you and even of your level of confidence and certainty just by that, before you even utter the word. So you really want to hone your presence and ensure that you're showing up with that presence, that gravitas, which exudes confidence and certainty in yourself, in your abilities and who you are. So we've looked at the first four areas. Number one is getting clarity in your brand identity. Number two is getting clarity on your next role. So the what you want and why you want it and the value that you get to bring to that role. Number three is your attitude, so your mindset, the way that you're showing up in terms of your mental capacity, the way that you talk about what it is you want, you know, all of those things that come through from in here. Number four is your presence being having a powerful presence, being able to make an impact, a positive impact on the people that you meet before you've even uttered a word. That's what you want to really work on too. Number five is communication. What I mean here is the words that you use, the way that you speak, so your effective communication, being able to articulate yourself well, having confidence in the way that you speak, and also how you speak about yourself, because they're just little words you might start to drop into conversation that can undermine your confidence or your belief in yourself for others, the impression that it might form. So if someone asks you a question and you might say, well, I think that, da, 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 and it's like, okay, well, you're not sure, you haven't got that certainty. So it's just those little intricacies in terms of how you convey yourself, how you're communicating to other people, you know, the way that you deliver examples of what you have done, of your accomplishments. You want it to come across really well, articulately, eloquently, with certainty. You want your conversation to also be engaging, so people want to listen to you. So check in with yourself on your tonality. Is it monotone? How could you make it a little bit more energized and more upbeat, so that people want to listen to you rather than zone out from what you're saying? These are all little things to be honest with yourself and really check in and think, okay, what can I be doing even better? What am I doing well right now? Out of all of these 6 points I'm sharing with you, like, you know, score yourself on this and say, okay, where am I doing really well here? And what can I do better? What can I improve upon? And when you do go for interviews, afterwards, carry out a bit of a self-assessment of that and look at it and think, okay, so what did I do well? What could I be doing better? What I've done differently? What would I do differently the next time? Because that's your learning. It's never about failure. It's about the learning you take from any given experience. So really slow down to that and check in with yourself and have those honest conversations with yourself to recognize where you could do better. So five, as I said, communication. And then finally, number six is relationships. This is huge. I've just come off a call earlier today with a lovely young lady that I will be interviewing in due course for my podcast. So we had an initial briefing chat and she talked about some of the things she has learned, and she's only 4 years into her career. And one of the things that really stood out for me was her understanding of the importance of building solid relationships with the people around you, and how by doing so, you can develop a really good rapport, you can develop that support around you, and have people as advocates for you and what it is that you're doing. In her case, it was a project that she was working on that she was able to get good buy-in to because of having developed really strong relationships. But not only that, often people feel that they only need to connect with their network when they need something, when they need help, or when they want to apply for a job. And that's absolutely not the case. And it creates a really icky kind of feeling around it if people do that. And by the way, people do. I've seen people who will, that you know, they don't place any value on networking and connection until they want something. And they think it's okay to message someone asking for introduction into a company because there's a job going, or to write a review on LinkedIn or something similar, when they may not even know that person or have never worked with them. So, and people will do that, right? So you want to be ahead of the curve here. You want to really build and hone your relationships. You want to cultivate them, and then you want to nurture them. And here's the thing, it's not about the job titles of those people. It's not about which department they work in. It doesn't matter. They could be at any level, because hey, they might move up to a senior role, maybe in a different organization, and then be hiring. So don't rule out someone because they're at the same level as you, or they're at a lower level to you in terms of the reporting line, because you don't know where those people will end up and where you might benefit from having a conversation with them later on down the line. So cultivating relationships across the board, and also outside of your own immediate like team or the area that you work in. So for example, if you're in sales or in HR or in finance or in legal or whatever, whichever, or delivery, you know, any kind of role, don't think that only cultivate relationships with people who work in delivery or who work in sales. Actually broaden that network and build those relationships, because you will never know. First of all, those people may come to you for help at some point, or they'll have you top of mind so that when an opportunity comes up, because you've got a good relationship with them, they'll think of you to recommend to somebody else. So it may not be, if you're in sales, it may not be a salesperson, but they may be in delivery, but they know somebody in sales who's hiring, and they think of you and think, actually, they've got really good skill set. Let me make that introduction so you two can talk and see if it's a good fit. So, you know, my belief, and you may have heard me say this before, my belief is that any one conversation can change your life. And this is what you always want to be bearing in mind when it comes to relationships, is what can I do to continue to cultivate, to nurture my relationships and to evolve my network and broaden it? If it isn't broad, start looking at how you can broaden it. And you might be thinking, oh, well, yeah, I'll do that when I need to look for a job. Here's the thing. I have had clients where they hadn't even thought about doing this. And when they did, when they started to cultivate and nurture and reconnect with people, guess what? That's where they were getting the interviews. And these were interviews that were coming through recommendations and referrals and previous knowledge. So you got to remember this. It's like, actually, those relationships can lead to an opportunity or a new possibility later down the line. So it's really, really important to maintain relationships. And so that it feels a lot easier to be able to reach out to people. So yeah, let's just recap again then on the takeaways here for today. The question or the topic of today is updating your CV enough to land you a new job? No is the answer, in case you're wondering. And as I said, it is a common belief that that's all you need to do, and then you need to fling that CV at various job applications and hope something sticks. The six steps I've walked through today are the things that you really want to develop and work on and hone so that you stand out from the crowd, so that you're more visible, you're more memorable, all in a positive way. You're going to be top of mind for people, but also just the way that you show up and that you come across in interview, in conversations, more likely to propel you forward and get you that promotion and get you that new job that you are seeking. So as a quick recap, here are the six things. Number one is clarity in your brand identity. So getting clear on who you are, what you stand for, what you want to be known for, both personally and professionally, but really understanding that and also understanding the value that you bring into your work, into your career. What are the things that light you up? What are you passionate about? Number two is clarity on your next role. So what is it you want to do and why is it you want to do that? And that's really important, because that will come across within conversations and interviews. It will demonstrate research. It will demonstrate commitment. It will demonstrate the passion. And that's what you want to get across to people. So clarity on your next role. And you can have more than one role at play. You could have identified maybe two or three things that you'd like to consider going into. But again, the why and the what. Number three is attitude. Attitude is something that we can't go and learn and train. Skills, we can go learn and train. Certifications. I did a live on this the other week about the amount of certifications and accreditations that people are getting, thinking that will get them a job, a new job. But actually, put that to one side for a moment and look at, how are you showing up? What is your attitude? Is it a can-do attitude? Are you open to change? Are you open to taking on challenge? Are you someone who's wanting to learn, who wants to be at the top of your game? Attitude will get you forward so much more than going off and getting another set of skills, right? So attitude is something you want to work on for yourself, because that will have a greater impact on both your performance and your results. Number four is your presence, your gravitas, so non-verbal communication, remembering that first impressions count. So before you've even uttered a word, it is about how you carry yourself and how you show up for people. Number five is effective communication. So being articulate, being able to convey yourself way with confidence and with certainty, and being able to engage people. Again, being aware of, you know, are you speaking in monotone, or are you being able to mix it up a bit and have it have yourself express yourself in a way that keeps people engaged and interested in hearing what it is you have to say, as well as alongside that, developing the rapport with the people in the room. And then relationships. which is, of course, talking about your, or understanding, sorry, your circle of influence, your advocates, and being able to build authentic relationships, genuine relationships with people, because you're curious, you want to learn about people, you want to understand them, but also you want to cultivate a broad network, a broad circle of connections, and nurture those relationships from time to time, so that they may come ask you for help, but you can then feel comfortable to be able to reach out and ask for help. But not only that, those people will have you top of mind. So that is my invitation for you today, is to really work and develop these other areas, and not just your CV, before you embark on that job search journey. Until next time, remember to elevate your performance, maximize your potential, and create new possibilities by showing up as the best version of you. Any questions you have on today's episode, do pop them in the comments or DM me and I will come back to you. Other than that, have a great rest of the week, and I look forward to seeing you same time, same place next week. Have a good rest of the week, guys. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already done so. And if you enjoyed and gained value from today's episode, then do please leave a review telling us your key learnings and what you enjoyed the most. And do please share this podcast with your friends and colleagues so we can spread the word on life leadership, creating a life of choice, freedom, and new possibilities. Connect with me directly on LinkedIn, and if you would like to learn more about how we can work together, either DM me on LinkedIn or email me. All details and resources can be found in the show notes.